Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we have Thelma Castillo, CEO and President of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, and Dan Casey, CEO of the St. Clair County EDA, visiting us in the studio. So hi, Thelma and Dan, welcome. Our first question is going to go to Thelma. So Thelma, can you share some of the ways that businesses in our community have innovated and adapted their practices in response to COVID-19?
Well, I think first off, Jesse, it's been very noticeable that lots of our restaurants and retail are requiring a mask to enter their facility. And so that's one of the things I think is one of the things that we've been saying, that in order to share that, you know, we're trying to keep our customers safe and our employees safe, that we're wearing a mask, we're washing our hands, and we're doing social distancing. And I think our companies have done that really well in the St. Clair County area. We also know a few of them who actually have done a lot of changes to their facility to make sure that their customers feel safe, such as hair salons. I mean, I know they were one of the last ones to actually open up, but they know they've done a lot of things in terms of putting things in place so people feel comfortable. You know, before, you know, you would go get your hair done, and you know that sometimes they had two or three people booked at the same time because of the way they did their applications. Now it's one person. So now their days are actually longer, and they're actually seeing less people. But they feel it's the best way to do things to make sure their employees feel safe as well as their customers. I think you see in the restaurants how they've done the social distancing part. You know, not every table is full, which is obviously the right way to do things to make sure people feel comfortable. There's enough space and they can still have the experience of going into a restaurant, because we all love to be social, right? And I think that's been the hardest thing in these last 4 or 5 months, that the fact that we could not go into a restaurant and enjoy a meal. Who wants to cook every day at home?
I think some of these changes are actually positive, and some of the things I've gone into businesses now and thought, why weren't we doing it like this all the time, right? Keeping the menus, you know, these are the sanitized ones, these are the non-sanitized ones, or even going to digital so that you don't even have to touch a menu. It's like, oh, this is actually a really good idea.
Or the salt and shakers, you know, the salt and pepper shakers are no longer on the table, or the ketchup, you need to get packets. I think it's a new way of just doing things. And again, what we did 6 months ago was great. There was no issues. All of a sudden now there's a virus in our country, in our county, in our state. We have to do things differently. And I think our businesses have stepped up to make those changes to make sure they can stay in business.
So lots of changes with businesses, and some of the businesses in the area, because of those changes, are looking for support. So Dan, you're involved in some grant programs that support local businesses. Can you tell us what's available right now for businesses who may need a little help?
Sure. Well, first of all, cash is king in business, as you know. And right now, access to capital is the greatest need that companies have. Secondarily, it's, you know, getting their employees to come back to work. So Michigan's legislature stepped up and they passed a bill, and they put $100 million in a grant program to be distributed statewide through different regions. So in our region, we have a grant that totals about $8 million worth of money to give out to businesses in our 7-county region. We proportion that money out on a county-by-county basis. So in our county, we're going to get about $850,000 of that grant money to give out to businesses. And then there's a separate pool of $2.3 million that will be going out to minority, women-owned, and veteran-owned businesses. It's called the Michigan Small Business Relief Program. And what it's providing is grants from $5,000 to $20,000 per business. Companies, to be eligible, have to have 50 or fewer employees. And they also have to be able to demonstrate how they've been negatively impacted by the crisis, by COVID. Other than that, it's a competitive grant. We've been promoting it for a couple of weeks, and we're taking applications through August 5th. There is a chance that it might be extended, but it's an online application through the state of Michigan. We've promoted it quite extensively, but all people have to do is call the EDA's office if they haven't seen the link and they don't know how to apply. And we'll make sure that they get in. It only takes a few minutes to fill out an application.
Yeah, that's really great, because I know, I mean, what business couldn't demonstrate that they had losses as a result of COVID-19? I mean, it was pretty crazy for a while there. So great program. Well, you're both part of the Business Recovery Work Group, which has a campaign going on right now to encourage the community to safely engage with local businesses. So tell our listeners about that.
Yep. So there's two parts to the campaign. The first one is called Stay Healthy and Stay Safe. which is a campaign that's being launched by Community Mental Health. And basically, that's a promotion that is intended to remind people of the three key protocols that they have to follow if they're going to go out into the community to shop or dine or to do other business. You know, it's wear the mask, social distancing, and use, you know, wash your hands frequently. So that's part one. And then the second part of the campaign is the Shop, Dine, Win, which is meant to be an incentive to encourage people to go out into the community. And the two aspects to that is, first of all, we've been working with some communities to organize events. And they're events that are expected to be safe, where there's social distancing, where there's music, some cases it's strolling musicians, or other types of events. None of the events can have more than 100 people at them. And so we've been providing cash to those communities to help them hire the musicians or the entertainers for those events. In addition, we've been doing a cash giveaway. We have $8,000 that we're giving away through a combination of cash gifts and also gift cards from area businesses. And that's a 7-week competition, and we just completed the third week, so we have 4 more weeks of giving money away. And basically what people have to do is they go out to one of the businesses, they take a picture of themselves, a selfie in that business, and then they have to post it on a Facebook page or to the website that we created. It's been working very well, and then we do a drawing every week, and then the winners show up at the office, and they get the cash, or they get the gift card, and then they go and they get to spend it at all these great businesses that we have in the county.
Yeah, awesome. We love giving away stuff, so that's probably the most fun part of the campaign, right, when they get to come in and get their prizes.
The one thing I'd like to mention is, though, it's the Business Recovery Committee, and although Dan is leading the effort, we've included people from other parts of our county into it. So it's not just the EDA or the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce making these decisions, but we have Fort Gratiot Business Association, we have Marine City, we have St. Clair Chamber. So again, it's all encompassed, and I think that's what's important, that everyone realizes that, you know, St. Clair County, I'm not from St. Clair County, I'm from the Detroit metro area. St. Clair County is very long, and when you go all the way from, you know, Birchville all the way down to Algonac and Clay Township, that's pretty long and extensive. And then when you're going, you know, a little west, when you're going out to Memphis and Yale and CAPAC, I don't think people realize all that. And so we've tried to include all those communities, because sometimes when you think about St. Clair County, you think about Fort Gratiot Township or Port Huron, the big cities and or the big townships. And I think you have to realize that we want everyone to participate. We want everyone to feel safe to come out and enjoy these types of activities. Because again, every community is unique. Every community is really trying their best to make sure that they keep people engaged and coming out and supporting their businesses, because that's what it's all about, supporting the local businesses in those communities.
Well, thank you, Thelma, and thank you, Dan, for joining me today. To learn more about support services for local businesses and the Shop, Dine, and Win campaign, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.